Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Happy Tuesday to one, to all. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. We have a lot of stuff to get into today. Wentz or Foles? Who would you go with? Adam Gaze. Gaze into the eyes of New Yorkers. Funny name. Duke went down. What does this mean? Their second loss. They're supposed to be able to beat the worst NBA team. We'll talk about that a little bit too. Andy Murray out. Round one of the Australian Open. Talk a little bit about Andy Murray and his career and what it's meant to tennis and, most importantly, to Great Britain. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. So good to be with you here on a Tuesday. A lot of stuff to get into. Talk a little bit, too, about upcoming playoffs. NFL playoffs, of course. AFC-NFC title game. We'll do all that right here on the Cave Show with PLR. Brought to you by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco located. Alma School and Chandler Heights. That is located locally in Chandler, Arizona. Make sure you get there. Check them out. 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Let them know PLR sent you from the Cave Show. They will take 10% off of any cigar that you do purchase. They now serve beer and wine. You can also become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going badly. It is also the official watch site of the Cave Show for the Super Bowl. Make sure you get on down there. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School and Channel Heights. Call in number 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, please feel free to give a call. I know Monday is the day that the nation honors MLK, but today is his official birthday, so I'll give a shout out today because Monday there is no show for the holiday. So to one of the best, greatest civil rights leaders ever, this day is for you. MLK Day. With all that said, I do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. All calls are made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Again, thanks for your patience. Who do I have the privilege of speaking with?
Afternoon, Paul. This is Lou once again.
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you?
All right. Well, can Kyler Murray make up his mind what he wants to do? I mean, he has a contract with MLB, but he's going to enter his name into the NFL draft. So, you know, I mean, I thought the days of the two-sport athlete were a thing of the past.
Well, you know what's funny? If he played any other position, he probably would do both. But being a quarterback in NFL, you can't show up halfway through or fly back and forth or do those things. So, Lou, I think he's making the right choice. I know body-wise, technically, he may not be because the beating he'll take in football isn't the same beating he would take, in baseball. But I'm going to tell you something. Let me reverse it for you like this.
Sure.
Let's say he decided to play baseball, and baseball didn't work for him. Would he be able to walk into the NFL and be an NFL starting quarterback if he didn't play football, say, for 3 or 4 years? We'll give him a chance, right?
You give him a chance.
But if he decides he wants to play football, he's 21 years old. And in 3-4 years, football doesn't really work out for him. Now, he's made a ton of money in football. Guess what he could do? He could probably get on an A-League team and still work his way back up. So I think if you're going to take a chance at one of them, with the golden parachute fallback option, you try football and fall into baseball if it doesn't work. Because if you go baseball first, you can't fall back into football. Because if he plays baseball, think about it. He's got $4 million signed or guaranteed or whatever. He's going to ride a bus in Birmingham or in Chattanooga or wherever for a while. He's not like – with baseball, it's not like you're coming in going right to the big leagues. So he has to get down there and he has to put in work for 2 or 3 years before he sniffs the major leagues. And in the major leagues, they don't really care. Think about it. If he's ready to go, let's say he's ready to go in 2 years, just forget this. 23 years old. They made Chris Bryant hit. And you remember what the Cubs did with Chris Bryant? It wasn't that he wasn't ready to come to, the big show, but they held him back another year because by doing that, they could control his contract for a year longer. So before he really gets into real money, he may be 28, 29 years old. So if he goes the route of football, he's a first-round pick. He's going to make that money right away. So I don't blame him. Just saying.
Yes.
Don't blame him. It's hard to turn down first round money. And if he goes to a team, it's not like he's going – this isn't the NFL circa 1978, your Dan Pastorini NFL, where he's going to sit 3 and 4 years. Within a year, he's going to play. There are 5 quarterbacks taken in the first round this year. Tell me which one wasn't starting at the end of the year. None. They were all starting. So
yes.
He could be starting for an NFL team next October, November, or he could be riding a bus in Chattanooga, Tennessee. What would you choose to do?
I wouldn't choose to ride a bus in Tennessee. I don't think I'd do that.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would do football, too.
Yeah, but, still, I think his heart really set on baseball because, now he has the offer and, I don't know if he's, he want to turn that down.
I like I said, I think it's because why would you? Why would you not go to the NFL? You would be riding a bus as opposed to playing.
Right.
Let's say he's as good as advertised, he's still 2 years away from the big leagues.
Right.
Bare minimum, 2 years away. So why? Why wait around for that?
Yeah, I guess you got me there, but still.
We don't know. Look, they have Baseball Players Report February 15th. We'll see if he's there, right?
Yeah, February 15th. Oh, boy.
We'll see if he's there. Draft isn't until after that. Who knows? Maybe he shows up. He says, hey, look, I decided to get us a try after all. But I think once he put his name in that draft, if he's drafted in the first – I'll say it like this. If he's drafted in the first round, here comes football. And there's a lot of teams out there that need a quarterback. Now, we go through a whole list of them.
Yes.
There's a lot of teams that need a quarterback. What if he gets drafted by a team like the San Diego Chargers, where he could sit for a couple years and learn under under Philip Rivers, who, in all honesty, probably only has a couple years left.
If that.
What if he's drafted by a team like New Orleans, where he can sit under Drew Brees, who's already 40, who maybe has a couple years left? I mean, there's so many teams out there. When we look at the teams that we know obviously need a quarterback, like the Miami Dolphins or a team like that, why not? What if he's drafted by Tampa? And we know that there's one leg left for Jameis Winston. You know, there's so many teams out there that could use a quarterback. So he's going to get picked. It's just where he gets picked, what kind of system are they running, and what are they going to do with him? I think a lot of that has to play. But you could fall back into baseball. Can't fall back into football playing quarterback. If he was a running back or a cornerback or a safety, yeah, maybe so. Can as a quarterback. As a quarterback, you're the CEO of the team. Takes all your time, all your attention. You, once you're drafted as a QB, you automatically become the face of that organization. Baker Mayfield is now the face of the Cleveland Browns.
No.
Sam Darnold is the face of the New York Jets. Drew Brees is the face of the Saints. My point is, once you're the quarterback, you're the face of that team. Unfortunately, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, I just don't see him. I don't see Darnold being the face of the Jets. Not the way he played this year.
But who is? Who is the face of the Jets then, if it's not your quarterback?
I think they have a long way of having one.
I agree. But once you become the quarterback of the team, your team is tied to your quarterback. No matter what, if that quarterback is bad, good, or indifferent, your team is tied to that quarterback. Look at Baltimore. They're moving on from their quarterback onto a new quarterback. No one talked about Baltimore's defense. No one talked about the wide receivers. No one talked about the running back. When that game was over, what did everyone talk about? One thing and one thing only. Mr. Jackson. Why? Because he's now the de facto leader of that team, because he's now the face of that team, because he's a quarterback. But what else you got for me, my friend?
All right, well, Harden is still on a hot streak. He had the best game of the year last night.
Yeah, he's balling. And you know what's funny? Because he's had so many good games this year. It's like we're trying to pick which one is the best game. But 57 points, 36 in the first half, down – Eric Gordon, down Clint Capella. He's doing an extremely good job. I think if I was voting for MVP, I know I'm going to make a lot of people upset, but I still would vote him as my number two choice behind Nikola Jokic out in Denver. But I think what he's doing is absolutely amazing. I wonder if he could keep it up through the whole course of the season. But right now, for what he's doing, it's truly, truly amazing. He's putting a team on his back, and he's carrying them right now. So, I mean, what else can be said about him?
Exactly. I mean, considering though, he had on Sunday night he had a horrible game. I wouldn't say a horrible game, but his 3-point line shooting was miserable.
Well. I don't hear it. Do put in 57 points.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think they're what? 15-4 since he's been on his tear? That's incredible. In the West. So, big time kudos. Especially due to the former Sun Devil. Not that I have any bias towards ASU. But it is the greatest school ever, and I'm glad I went there. That's all I had to share. Tennis, I want to touch on this with tennis real quick.
Yes.
Andy Murray out at the Australian Open. This will be his last year. He hopes obviously in his last go round to win Wimbledon. He was the first British man, I'm going to say it like 50 years or something like that, to win Wimbledon. He has three majors to his name. Incredible gentleman. And to handle what he's handled with all the pressure, being British and winning Wimbledon, I don't think people in our country realize that every time he stepped on the tennis court at Wimbledon, the amount of pressure that he was under to win that tournament as in his home country. Because here we always think football, basketball, and tennis is great. It's a great distraction, especially in the summer when we're waiting for football season or basketball season, or we're in those dog days of baseball. But in other countries, that is a lot of prestige. And maybe because tennis for us has been down on the men's side for so long. I mean, you have to go all the way back to Andy Roddick winning the U.S. Open in 2003 to find the last American male to win any Grand Slam title. Now, with us, tennis isn't as important in the general public, so there's not as much pressure for a young tennis player to go out and win. But if we really stop and think about it, that is a lot of pressure if you think that every time, if you think about it, every time he steps on the court, he is solely representing his country and the sport that is of ultimate importance to them. And so to be the classy guy that he is, I really hope that he got a couple more in before he wrapped it up. But he's out there still fighting injuries, fighting age, fighting everything. But I just don't think people mention his name enough. And I think he's an incredible player, incredible person, and it's a lot for the game of tennis, especially for those on the other side of the pond.
I mean, I will give it, he was a good tennis player, but with all his injuries and whatnot, you know, I think it's time for him to hang him up.
It is. It is time for him to hang him up. And like I said, I hope, I try not to root. That's why. I do root all the time. But I really hope that he wins Wimbledon and he can send his home country fans out with the big shot. Just like back in the day, I'm old enough to remember when Courier was getting older, I really wanted him to go out with one. And when Jimmy Connors was going on, he had like this fantastic run. I think I want to say at U.S. Open, he had to be about 36, maybe 35, and he went on this run that got him all the way up to the semis. It started pulling for him just because of who he was, what it meant to the game, and that stuff. So big ups to him, big time. A couple quick show announcements. I want to get out early. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. On Thursday, we will actually be at Barrett Jackson, the auto auction, the huge car show. And we'll be out there. The show will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. That is 12 o'clock Eastern.
All right.
11 o'clock Central. So we'll be broadcasting live from Barrett Jackson.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
All righty. All right, my friend. But tomorrow,
right,
same time. Show. Appreciate it, Lou.
Yeah, you're about to break up, so that was a good time. So long.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good friend of the program, Lou. Couldn't disagree with Lou more, though, on the Kyler Murray thing. Really couldn't. He could fall back into baseball. I'm not disrespecting baseball, but you fall back into baseball. Can't fall back. So Syracuse went into Duke and found a way to win in overtime. Now, Trey Jones did hurt his shoulder, starting point guard for the Duke Blue Devils. But every time Duke loses, everyone acts like it's this monumental fail, and this team should never lose. They should be able to beat the worst team in the NBA, and yada, yada, yada. No. I think we're forgetting these are still 19-year-olds. These are still 20-year-olds. They didn't have nights. Plus, this isn't the same Duke that we remember with Bobby Hurley, Grant Hill, Leitner, all those guys, Thomas Hill, everyone it seemed like was kind of doing a thing. This Duke team is different. They're super heavy. And their stars play front court positions. So missing Trey Jones is going to hurt them a lot, I believe. Because he's a point guard that can keep everyone happy. Do you remember when the Celtics won the title? And it was, oh, well, I don't know how Rondo's going to do. Let's see how Rondo's going to do. You know, they already got Ray Allen. They got Garnett. They got Paul Pierce. But what is Rondo going to do? You know what Rondo did? Rondo got them the ball and kept them all happy. That's Trey Jones does. Reddish, Williamson. They all stay happy because Trey Jones controls the tempo. And even though those two score 50% of the points, everyone is so happy. Barrett, they're all happy. But without him, who controls that tempo? See, this is where Coach K is running into what Coach Cal has had for years in one and dones. You can get your four or five great one and dones. But without that point guard to run a tempo to keep everyone happy, it becomes awfully hard. See, Cal had Rose. He had Tariq Evans. He had John Wall. He had Eric Bledsoe. He had Brandon Knight. Tyler Ulis. He had all those guys. And that kept everyone happy. They'd be a great team no matter what. I mean, I'm not knocking them out of the Final Four, but what they proved more than anything is this year, when the tournament starts, it's going to be wide open. Duke had won 90 games in a row, I believe that number is correct, against non-ranked opponents at home in conference. And Syracuse came in and got him. So, wide open, you guys. Wide open. Like I said, we will be at Bear Jackson, 10 a.m. on Thursday. Tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel for everything. So, definitely looking forward to that show out at Bear Jackson. Until tomorrow, this has been The Cave Show. This is PLR. Thank you for joining. Remember, all calls may be in the Kerry Lackey Law Line. You can find us on social media at The Sports Cave. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Remember, Cave is always with the K. You can also get us at thesportscave.com. Again, Caves with the K, and you can get me directly at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Until tomorrow, thank you all. This has been The Cave Show. This is PLR. See you guys tomorrow.